As Morning Edition continues on WNCW, it is time now for More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Reporter Mike Cronin of the Asheville Citizen-Times, who deals with growth and the economy, is our special guest. This week's segment is going to be a two-for-one as we discuss with Mike recent stories on the continued hot housing market in Asheville, as well as the launch of something called Hatch, a tech startup consortium that some say could transform Asheville's economy. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Paul, thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
The housing market has been setting records. The pace for the first 6 months of the year has been incredible. Tell us about what you've learned in your recent stories.
Sales have set records across the board in all the indices that real estate agents use to track these things. And some of the records those include are the most homes sold through the first 6 months of the year. So far, it's 725. That smashed the record through the first 6 months of the year set in 2006, which was 679. And that has caused some folks who study these trends to say that 2016 will break the record set last year of overall homes sold. And last year's mark was 1,389. With these different records, some folks are also saying, who study these trends, that right now, even though home prices seem to be gaining in total overall price every month, every 3 months, every quarter, that we'll look back at 2016, as some people in Boulder and Austin are doing, 2 years past, and saying, wow, 2016, that was a good time to buy, because they feel that there's going to be no stopping the upward trend. That is obviously good for folks that can afford it, but not good for folks that can't. That also worries people about the character of Asheville and how it might change.
Well, since you brought up price, that leads me to the next question, Mike. Give us some ideas of just how much are some of the homes going for, and I assume the right individuals are stepping up that can make the payments.
It's a great point, and one of the most interesting dynamics that's occurring right now is that the market is so hot that bidding wars are occurring for homes up to $800,000. Before, bidding wars would go up to a much lower level, maybe $450,000 and perhaps even a little lower. And then after that, they would just be too expensive, so only very affluent people would go after them. But now you have people that are quote-unquote middle class all the way up to the people who are affluent fighting over a home. Once it's listed, you'll have several offers on the table, and what agents are telling their clients is if they don't act immediately, they might lose it. So right now, the all-time record for median home sale price is $260,000 in Asheville, and that's the highest it's ever been. In Buncombe County, which excludes Asheville, it's $243,000, and that's also the highest it's ever been. Another thing that's happening, and this might be part of why, besides the intense interest and popularity of Asheville nationally, the prices are going up. Because of that popularity, Asheville is now a four-season tourist destination. For a long time, it was a three-season tourist destination, and during the dark winter months, people would not come here, and the locals would simultaneously bemoan the fact that not a lot of people are here and be excited that they could have the place to themselves. Well, with people visiting all year round, now people are selling all year round and buying all year round. So that shows us that prices keep going up even in the slowest time period for this type of buying and selling.
And if you would touch on this just briefly, Mike, the demand has got to be very productive for not only realtors, but also for those on the construction side of home building.
It's helping them in that they are able to charge higher prices. And since the home construction industry includes so many other types of trades, carpentry, electricians, subcontractors are able to charge more, and that helps the overall economy. It helps the contractors themselves charge more. And again, that's not helpful for people who make good money in a middle class, a definition of a good salary, because now a $300,000 home is difficult to find and difficult to get. And that's because the inventory is so low. And that's a problem. There are not enough homes being built to satisfy the demand.
This will be interesting to keep an eye on after what we've seen so far in 2016. No telling what 2017 will bring for the incredible housing market in Asheville. It's Mike Cronin of the Asheville Citizen Times on WNCW's More to the Story. Just a couple of minutes left, and Mike, we now want to find out about your recent visit with Asheville's entrepreneur ecosystem called Hatch.
Hatch is a pretty interesting concept that has been tried in Silicon Valley, formally and informally, for a while. What they do is they put a bunch of startup folks together, close, physically close space. The theory is that by having these different people who do different types of products, different types of companies together, but they're all startup people, they're all entrepreneurs, that their ideas rub off on each other and they transfer from one industry to the next. They might be talking about going to a baseball game, or they might be talking about actual work, and the opportunity exists now in this physical space, South French Broad Ave in Asheville, where there are several startups that will eventually be there, close to 10 by early next year. Three moved in and officially opened their offices on Friday. They are excited because now they're surrounded by like-minded people, and they feel that simply having someone around that's like them, they might say, I'm having this problem. Have you done anything to solve this problem? And the other person might have already gone through it. And very quickly, one example that happened within a giant corporation is Procter & Gamble tried this. The gentleman who headed it was named George Glacken, and he is the acting managing partner of Hatch. And he told me an interesting anecdote where Crest and Tide folks were together in this innovative space that they called the gym. So they would eat together and have coffee together and work side by side, and one of them was talking to the other, and they found out that the same type of technology useful for cleaning teeth can also be used to clean fabrics. In normal work life, those two people would never talk about that technology or even think to ask. The goal is to create jobs in a sustainable startup ecosystem, and that seems to be occurring, at least in the embryonic stages.
And Mike, there may be no better way than to wrap up this interview by saying that jobs created through this group, jobs with good salaries, could help someone with the tremendous prices that someone's going to have to pay for some of these homes in Asheville right now.
That's a great point, is these companies offer very good wages. That will help them. At the same time, though, housing prices seem to be growing so exponentially that even people like this might have a hard time eventually to buy a house.
He's the growth and economic reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times, Mike Cronin. It has been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Paul. I really appreciate it.